org.
As an intellectual vibration, smack dab in the middle of spectrum, green can be a problem. That's because there's so many different greens inside of green, and each one has a different IQ. There's the green that should never have happened, the stupid green.
That's a bit of the song Green by Ken Nordin. If his voice sounds familiar, it may be because he's a legend in the voiceover industry, lending his rich baritone to countless commercials, movie trailers, and television and radio programs. But it was Nordin's finesse with the style he called word jazz which drew the attention of an ad agency back in the mid-60s. The Fuller Paint Company wanted to do something a little different with its new campaign, so the agency asked Nordin to write 10 commercials based on 9 different colors, plus all the colors combined, the spectrum.
In the beginning, long before that, when light was deciding who should be in and who should be out of spectrum, yellow was in trouble. Even then, seems that green, you know how green can be, didn't want
the... The commercials aired on the radio for about 13 weeks and then disappeared. Listeners began calling up their local stations requesting to hear the songs again. But they were commercials, and radio stations weren't interested in giving free airtime to the Fuller Paint Company. For his part, Nordin found the experience of making the commercials so enjoyable, he decided to go back into the studio and record the songs again, removing the Fuller Paint Company tag and adding more colors to the mix. And so the album Colors was born.
Take all the colors under the sun. Only one color I think much fun, and that's orange. Orange, I said, the silly old color who lives next to red. The one that is orangely out of its head, that giggles and titters and rolls.
Ken Nordin based the color's personalities on the music his studio musicians played, giving instructions sometimes like, let's get a groove going, or let's make this one feel a little fat, lugubrious.
Burgundy is fat. Sorry to be so blunt, but that's burgundy. Fat. Burstingly burgundy. So. But also soft. So fatly soft.
For Azure, he requested they play something light, like the clouds, giving Azure a sky blue kind of blues feeling.
As sure as there's Azure, it's true. Azure is bored with just being blue. A fact that has caused our dear friend to act sort of silly, like he's at his wit's end. Azure's as way out as wink. Maybe more out than that. Maybe winkier than wink. You'd never have guessed, but Azure can think of the craziest.
If you'd like to hear more colors and more word jazz, we've put together a Spotify playlist of Ken Nordin's work at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.
Sky blue. Azure would rather, so I've been told, let the sky be a white, upside-down bowl.
Thanks so much for your listening time today. If you like what you heard, plenty more is at wordofmouthradio.org. As we continue our series, Good Gig, we would love to hear from you. Do you have a good gig? Do you love your job? Do you go to work each day feeling inspired? Especially if it's a gig that few people do or think of as work. You can go to our Facebook page and tell us about what you do, or send a brief email to wordofmouth@nhpr.org and put Good Gig in the subject line. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please come on back for more Word of Mouth online anytime, on podcast, the NHPR app, or right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its Board of Trustees,
or its underwriters. Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.